Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 760, and it's getting curiouser and curiouser, isn't it? Okay, so we're talking about the death of Christ. We've looked at the physical events that led to the death. We're on the revelatory. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the golden, that is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. And by this time, you should be able to say it offhand, isn't it? Okay, it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you're saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, we first yet say that you do not believe in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been looking at the death of Christ. As I said, we've done the physical events. Now we're on the revelatory, and we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, my son, pay attention to my word, my son, daughter inclusive. And we said we've also done that aspect, and now we are looking at Mark 11. In Mark 11, we saw Jesus with his disciples, and he was angry. He went to the fig tree. There were leaves, no fig. He cursed it. They came back, Master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead. And Jesus said something profound to them in Mark 11:23. So that now our attention is on that. Why Jesus said that three times? Say to the mountain, say it. So we want to know why he said that. And so Mark 11:23 says that, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So say to the mountain, say it. And we have explained that in detail. Now I'm going to bring another aspect of it. We're going into, if you remember, I was about to talk to you about how to do meditation. We will come to that, but I don't want to leave any stone unturned. I don't want you to pick it up and then it's but this aspect, this aspect came to me, okay. And then I want to be able to exhaust everything before we go into that aspect, okay. Good. So in the last episode, I said to you that please, if you will cut out speaking to mountains, then you need to remove this chapter from there. And if you remove these chapters about Jesus speaking to mountains, speaking to wind, speaking to inanimate objects, then you don't have a Bible again. Now, it took 24 hours for the disciples to see the whole thing, that the spoken word, the effect of the spoken word on the tree. And I brought your attention to the fact that this was the same God, the way God created the universe, the sun, moon, stars, everything, the clouds, everything that was created by words. And I think that we should go to Genesis and look at it. So what's the sense of going to Genesis to look at? Because I have also said that the whole universe came about or came into being through words. And therefore, everything in the universe, and you are in the universe. Even when God was creating the man, God said, Genesis 1:26, let us make the man. There was a saying before the man was created. So the man, your body, your organs, your kidneys, your liver, your womb, your private parts, every part of you respond to words. Very important. Is it not critical? I think that it is so. If everything responds to words, then I want to know, and I want to do it. I want to do it the Jesus way. The Jesus way. Listen, out of these things, men have sat down and created things. Why don't we look at the Bible and look at how God did it, and also do it like how God did it? I want to know why things respond to words. So if you've heard me and you've heard all these things I'm saying, then you know why things in the universe respond to words, and why Jesus came, he did it so. And this was free of charge teaching, free of charge, handing over the keys to miracles to you. Wow. So words are the parents of the universe. When words are spoken, the universe will come to attention and say, yes, sir. Okay. So we'll go into the creation and all that. But I want to say this, that words, listen, words, that is how God released his face. Words, that is how God releases faith. And that is how you too, if you're going to walk by faith, if a Christian life is a faith walk, then you too, this is the way you're going to do it. How are you going to release your faith? When you speak. When you speak, you have released your faith. And that is why, you remember, I went through all that, talking about integrity. That when you say, oh, I'll be there at 11 o'clock. You must be there at 11. You are doing everything to be out there. And when you are not getting there, you call the person. But it's not your habit that always you say 11, then you call the person at 11, 5 minutes to 11. Oh, please, I've now set out from that. It shouldn't be your character. Very important. Because words, when you speak, you have released your faith. Whether you know it or not, you have released your faith. Whether that thing is negative, a lot of people are full of doubt and fear and will always be. And, but that's how I feel. Prophetess, you don't understand. That's how I feel. And so I feel, I can't talk. Recently, my mother sent me a message. We laughed. I think it was a call. We were calling. And she said, Olivia, you knew about this a long time ago when you were 16 years old. I remember when I'm talking, you said, Mommy, don't talk like that. And I used to say, why? That's how I feel. And then, why can't I talk? I said, yes. Even in those times, I'm so blessed that I don't know what happened, but I got the word. I got the word at that early age. I'm so excited that I got it. And when you get it, nothing can take it away. I'm telling you, nothing. Hey, nothing in this world can take it away. No matter what God, the devil does, the word that is planted, you'll be amazed. So please come back for more and let's go into, we will go into creation, then we'll go back into how you can release your faith. Because this is what we're doing. Listen, by the time you are through this podcast, you know what Christ has done, and you stand, and you, because when you know what has been done and you are not able to release it, then what's the use? So you know and you can release it. That's what you are, and that's who you are. You are so blessed. Thank you for so much, all those who prayed for us concerning the campaign. Thank you for the season has ended. You are blessed.